So it begins. So here is day one. And the challenge is a 30-day challenge that Devin is going to post photos and I am going to post rants. These rants will consist of discussions with Devin, random topics I come up with, things that pop in my head. And Devin's posts will be focused around climate change and improving the environment. And hopefully value is taken from both the photos and these rants. That's the goal, is to create and to be consistent with the creation. And just to put it out there. So, what is my first topic going to be? So we'll talk about what Devin and I spoke about yesterday before coming up with this challenge. And the topics were all over the place, but the original topic that we started with happened to be around materialism and people wanting things and having stuff and having an abundance of things and stuff. And it kind of all spurred from the fact that a couple months back I purged a lot of my clothes and a lot of the things that I had. I gave a lot of away to Goodwill, probably 75 or 80% of it. And that's not a kudos to me, but that's just a part of the story. It's neither good nor bad. It's just something that happened. And it was interesting speaking with Devin about this, because living in a developed society and living in the Western world, a lot of people tend to have a materialistic mindset where they're always wanting something. They're always trying to reach for something. And I promise that all of these rants won't be as philosophical, meta, and abstract. I'll try to make them practical as well. But this just happens to be the topic that Devin and I spoke about yesterday. So back to the rant. Materialism. Having a lot of stuff can be somewhat psychologically burdening, but it can also be a burden logistically as well within your apartment or home. And it's a big relief to give those items away or throw everything away or however you want to think about it. Not having many things gives kind of an efficient and effective, possibly even kind of an agile lifestyle, where you're able to get up and move. And it's also a sense of pride, thinking to yourself that you're able to be happy and you're able to accomplish quote-unquote success, whatever you want that to be as success, without having all these items and things. And another interesting thought that popped in my head while thinking about this today is that in these Western philosophies and in these Western worlds of having materialistic mindset, is people are always trying to get something. They're always moving forward or trying to accomplish something or trying to reach out and grab an item, an achievement, a relationship, whatever you want it to be. They're always trying to reach and get something. They're never content with sitting with themselves and just accepting for what everything is, just accepting what is. And it's an interesting concept. I reach for things all the time, achievements, relationships, items, whatever you want it to be. I'm always reaching as well, but it's reassuring to think that there are people out there that don't necessarily think that way. They're able to be content and accept what's been given to them. Even if it's the smallest amount of whatever it is, they're willing to sit down and accept it and be happy with that. So I hope that some value's been taken from this. I obviously am flawed as any other human being on this earth, but this, uh, This will be consistent. It'll be 30 days, 30 different recordings. And they hopefully will provide value to one other individual besides Devin, because he has to listen to these mandatorily. But besides that, I'm going to turn this off now. And I will see you tomorrow on whatever topic I decide to talk about then. Goodbye.